kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Matapos lumipat sa isang bagong bansa, maraming dapat na ayusin at maraming mga bagong bagay na matututunan. Kahit nga maraming taon ka na sa Australia, marahil ay nakakaranas ka pa rin ng mga sitwasyon na hindi mo lubos na nauunawaan. Hindi nakakagulat na maraming mga bagong migrante ang nagpapasya na manirahan malapit sa kanilang komunidad upang gawing mas madali ang mga bagay. Ngunit ito nga ba ang laging pinakamahusay na opsyon para sa iyo? Ang detalye sa tampok na ulat ni Audrey Borget na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Kabilang sa maraming mga desisyon na kailangan mong gawin kapag lumipat ka sa Australia, at isa sa mga pinakamahalaga ay kung saan ka eksaktong maninirahan. Maraming mga migrante ang nagpapasya na manirahan sa isang suburb na malapit sa iba pang mga migrante na mula sa parehong bansa. Ito ay makatwiran dahil maaari silang magsalita at makipag-usap sa parehong wika, makatanggap ng suporta mula sa mga taong nakaranas ng mga katulad na karanasan, at mayroong parehong kultura. Si Mahir Momand, ang CEO ng Regional Opportunities Australia, sinabi niya na ang isang bagay na kasing simple ng pagkakaroon ng isang grocery store na nagbebenta ng pagkain na pamilyar sa iyo ay maaaring makatulong sa iyo na mas mahusay na makapagsimula sa iyong paninirahan.
Those neighborhoods where there are also grocery shops and where you can go and buy groceries that are similar to what you already know. So the cultural shock in that case is very little because you may be coming from, let's say, a part in Africa or Asia or Latin America, and you come to Australia and you live in a community that is similar, and therefore you go to those shops and you buy those ingredients and groceries and all that.
Ang mga malalaking pamayanan ng mga migrante ay madalas na matatagpuan sa mga lungsod nasa kanilang mga kapitbahayan, kung saan makakakita ka ng mga kapaki-pakinabang na mga resources tulad ng isang migrant center.
It is nice to be in a bigger town where it is easy to go to various support organizations to understand English, to understand the various aspects of life here. Some people would want to learn how to drive, and that's easier to do in the cities compared to non-city areas. It's also, of course, helpful to live close proximity with people who speak the same language.
Si Berivana Mohamed ay isang volunteer sa Australian Migrant Resource Center sa Adelaide. Dumating siya sa Australia bilang isang refugee mula sa Bosnia at Herzegovina noong taong 1995. May ugnayan siya sa maraming iba't ibang mga grupo, ngunit pinapanatili rin niya ang isang matibay na ugnayan sa komunidad Bosnian sa tulong ng kanyang ina.
My mom was actually a social worker for the ex-Yugoslavia community, so she used to work with everyone from that region that used to come here as refugees even after we arrived. And even when I got into my teenage years and we did work experience through high school, I actually decided to do my work experience in her organization.
Sinabi niya na ang pagiging malapit sa komunidad Bosnian sa Adelaide ay isang positibong bagay. Ngunit ginawa nitong mas mahirap para sa kanyang ina na matuto ng wikang Ingles.
She gained a lot of respect from her community for the work that she did. But not only from her own community, she was always helping everybody. Whoever asked her to, you know, for help, she would do it. She would gladly say yes. And the one thing I think that really wasn't good for my mom would have been that she didn't really improve in her English because she had to use her language to communicate with her clients.
Si Fatima Salihi ay nakatira malapit sa Adelaide. Dumating siya sa Australia mula Afghanistan kasama ang kanyang pamilya noong taong 2018. Nabibilang siya sa ilang club at pumapasok siya sa universidad. Ngunit nais din niyang manatiling may ugnayan sa komunidad Afghan.
We talk with the same language and we share our wins and happinesses. And yeah, of course, we understand the depth of the words that we say. So that is where we feel connected, we feel more happy and secure. We enjoy our gatherings. And I think that is something beneficial too. That is something which gives us a peace of mind.
Para sa kanyang mga magulang na natututo pa rin ng wikang Ingles, ang pagiging malapit sa komunidad Afghan ay higit na mahalaga.
If they don't engage with our community, they're alone at home. They feel more isolated and they feel the loneliness here. So they mostly engage with our own community members. They go to Afghan cultural celebrations, gatherings, and they enjoy them a lot rather than being among other community members because they really don't understand what they say. So.
Habang mahalaga ang suporta ng iyong komunidad, nagbabala si Momand laban sa tinatawag niyang living in pockets.
Within those pockets, they speak their own language and that removes them from connecting with the rest of the Australian community. Which removes them from learning English, which removes them from understanding the culture and the norm of this country that they call home. And therefore, they live in those little pockets, and those little pockets may not be a very good representation of Australia as a whole.
Habang ito ay maaaring mangyari, sinabi ni Mohammed na ang pagiging malapit sa kanilang komunidad ay positibo para sa mga migrante, lalo na para sa mga bagong dating. Marami sa kanila ay nag-aambag sa lipunang Australia.
In the beginning, yes, because it's really hard to settle in into a country that, you know, they don't speak the same language. The culture is totally different. The system is totally different. So in the beginning, they need that extra help from someone that's from the same background. But later on, a lot of these refugees, they actually assimilate with the community and they contribute in many different ways and they work together.
Ang pamumuhay malapit sa iyong komunidad ay hindi palaging nangangahulugang nakatira sa isang malaking lungsod. Makakakita din ng maraming komunidad migrante sa iba't ibang mga rehiyon ng Australia.
You take the example of Coffs Harbour in Byron Bay and those areas. Big Sikh community from India has come and settled there. They are really successful there. Or for example, you take the examples of other areas in regional New South Wales or regional Victoria. Now, if newcomers of those backgrounds are coming and going to those regional areas, they already have an existing presence of similar people in there.
Karamihan sa mga migrante ay nakikinabang mula sa pagtanggap ng suporta mula sa kanilang komunidad, lalo na kung bago lamang sila sa isang bansa. Ngunit ang pagbuo ng mga relasyon sa ibang mga Australiano ay kasing halaga din nito.
SBS Filipino. Ibahagi ang inyong mga kwento sa Facebook. I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.